10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org. Yeah, when you're feeling.
Thank you, thank you. Welcome to the Thacker Mountain Radio Hour. As I mentioned, we're at the Powerhouse Arts Center, about two blocks away from the downtown Oxford Square. Fine show for y'all this evening. We are helping the Oxford Conference for the Book celebrate their conference this year. Man, so proud to be a part of it. So proud of what they've done over the years. We've got Elijah Wald is here. Elijah Wald, fine author, yes, and musician. He wrote the book, Dylan Goes Electric, that they made the movie based on that. But he's going to play some music for us today, so we're going to see the musical side of Elijah Wald. Thank you very much. Also, speaking of music, John Tavius Willis is here. John Tavius Willis. He is a globetrotter. He was in France this past fall. He's headed to England in June, but he's here tonight. We're so delighted. Devro Baker is here. Devro Baker, a fine poet. Winner of the Willie Morris Award for Poetry. So proud of her and proud to have her own. And Preston Lauterbach is here, y'all. Preston Lauterbach before Elvis. What was there? Anything? Before Elvis, the African-American musicians who made the king. And man, it is a great book, just chock full of cool music. One of the few books you can dance to, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, and speaking of dancing, how about this house band? Y'all please bring them to the stage. The Yellow Bushwhackers, boys.
I was thinking last night about Elvis, the day that he died, the day that he died. I was thinking last night about Elvis, the day that he died. Did he die? Just a country boy that combed his hair. He put on the shirt his mother made. He went on the air and he shook it like a chorus girl. He shook it like a Harlem queen. And he shook it like a midnight rambler, baby, like you never seen, never seen. 'Cause I was thinking that night about Elvis, the day that he died, the day that he died. Yeah, I was thinking that night about Elvis, the day that he died. Day that he died, that he took it all out of black and white. Grabbed it in one and the other hand, and he held on tight. And he shook it like a hurricane. He shook it like to make it rain. He was all alone in the lone pine, thinking how happy Tom Henry was, and it fell down, down, and he shook it in and rang like silver, and he shook it in and shined like gold. Oh, he shook it in and beat that steam drill, baby. Just a country boy that combed his hair. Oh, he put on the shirt his mother made, and he went on the air, and he shook it like a chorus girl, shook it like a Harlem queen, and he shook it like a midnight ram.
Thank y'all so much.
Yellow Bush Records, y'all. Our house band. Let them hear you, please. Ricky Burkhead, Slade Lewis, Keon Love. Up front, Paul Tate, our band leader and arranger. The Yellow Bush Records. Thank you, gentlemen. They'll be back later in the show. Our first guest tonight is Devro Baker. She is the first poet laureate of Mendocino County. Is that correct? Yes, also recipient of the Penn Oakland Josephine Miles Poetry Award for her book, Red Willow People. In fact, she has the collections Out Hungry Ghost, Red Willow People, Out of the Bones of Earth, Beyond the Circumstance of Sight and Light at the Edge. She is also the winner of the Willie Morris Award for Poetry. Y'all please welcome Devro Baker.
Trying to run you up.
My goodness. Thank you. Thank you all so much. It is such an honor to be here. My first trip to Mississippi. I love it. This is incredible. So thank you all. Thank Jim and all of you. Blue Requiem. Tonight, the sounds of my neighbor's bass guitar remind me that the blues come from some geography of the wandering spirit, like Odysseus, forever searching for the way home again. The journeys of body and soul always begin in unlikely places, from ancient deserts filled with the arc and curve of wartime flares or drumbeats of nomadic tribes, to baywater shacks of gumbo kings anxious to elevate lives with food and music way beyond hunger or pain. It is no surprise that the blues followed a crazy path from slave ships anchored in terrible southern harbors all the way to bars in Mississippi, Chicago, and New Orleans. It was in how Gertrude Moll Rainey resurrected the image of a woman losing her man. And Bessie Smith became the undisputed empress of all Delta blues, teaching us that sorrow always holds hands with love. The Reverend Gary Davis moved gods and goddesses that slept inside the temple of our bones to shake loose lashes of lightning in the form and shape of dance moves that exhilarated the soul and set us free to traverse the sweet corridors of flight over and over again. Blind Lemon Jefferson strummed notes that rose and fell on wings of desire until all of us came to believe there was going to be light at the end of that blind man's tunnel. Robert Johnson stood at the crossroads and called to all of us to shake free of whatever binds a soul and move outside the confines of a life to touch the splendid body of a morning that night had spent hours undressing. When I walk down to the blowhole that sits at the edge of the ocean and listen to the rise and fall of waves that signal a new day, I hear a background of blues snaking its rhythm past slavery's chains and alcohol-fueled visions. I move into the realm of blood, sweat, and tears of future generations that gives birth to an elemental jive, a smoky infusion beginning and ending in some feast of notes where we all sit down together, loosen our clothes and feel the ship dock in that lonesome harbor. This must be how the blues resurrects the misbegotten, forgotten, disappeared, and abandoned heartache that resides in our terrain of ghosts, the place for marginalized voices to gather with their sheet music for the newly risen, so that choral reckoning we have been waiting for all our lives can finally happen.
Devro Baker, y'all, one more time for her. Devro Baker, your Willie Morris Award winner in poetry. And speaking of the Willie Morris Awards, they give the awards out now in poetry, fiction, and nonfiction. I did want to recognize who I believe is here tonight. The founder and funder of the awards, Mr. Dave Williams, is here, I believe. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Williams. And Mr. Williams' late wife, Reba White Williams, also founder and funder. And I see here on my note, Mr. Williams, you were Willie's roommate at the University of Texas. So many of us in town got to be good friends with Willie, including myself, and all I can think is you must still be sleep-deprived, sir. He gave Night Owls a bad name, but great guy. It was so wonderful to have him in town. It's great to have you in town, Elijah Wall. This man has traveled the world playing music and studying music. We all know the great Bob Dylan movie that came out. He was the source material for that with Dylan Goes Electric. New book out now, Jelly Roll Blues, about Jelly Roll Morton. But we're going to hear some tunes that he loves right now from his own self. Y'all please welcome Elijah Wall.
Billy Lyons had a great fight, crying, when you lose your money, learn to lose. Here Billy Lyons shot six bits and Stag Lee bet he'd pass. Stag Lee out with his 45 said, you done shot your last, when you lose your money, learn to lose. Mr. Staggerly, don't shoot my brother, please. When you lose your money, learn to lose. She's crying. And sheriff told the deputy, I want him dead or alive. The deputy said, how in the world can I bring him in when he took that 45? When you lose your money, learn to lose. Yeah, the deputy told the sheriff, there's a pistol on that shelf. If you want that bad man Staggerly, you better bring him in yourself. When you lose your money, learn to lose. Some gamblers, man, you ought to have seen Richard Lee. He'd shoot $1,000 and come out on a 3. When you lose your money, learn to lose. And it's nobody's dirty business how my baby treats me, nobody's business but mine. No, it's nobody's business, kid, who I do my business with. It. Nobody's business but my own. So that was a version of Stagger Lee from a Mississippi guitarist and singer named Furry Lewis. This one is a song a lot of you will be familiar with, but it was originally from the Bahamas, and I play it in the style of a Bahaman guitarist named Joseph Spence, who's one of my all-time heroes. We came on the sloop, John B., my grandfather and me, say ran Nassau Town with the boat, drinking all night, got into a fight. The mainsail said, where you sent for the captain ashore? Let me go home. Let me go home. I want to go home. I feel so broke up. Let me go home. Destroyed the people's trunk, and the constable had to come and take him away. Sheriff John Stone, you leave me alone. This is the worst trip that I have ever been on. And it's hoist up the John B. sails now. See the mainsail set, well, yeah. She went and ate up all of my corn. Let me go home. I wanna go home. I feel so broke up. Let me go home. And it's hoist up the John B. sails now. See the mainsail set. You send for the captain ashore. Let me go home. Let me go home. I want to go home. I feel so broke up. Let me go home. I seem to be working faster than I thought, so I'm going to toss in a little bit of something else. Well, if anybody here want to buy a little dog, I'm right here to sell you. Ain't no catfish, ain't no hog, and I'm right here to tell you that dog, that Tennessee dog, his hair is long, his ears are flat, he'll never stop eating till the balling of the jack. That dog, that dog, that dog, that mean little dog, he's the meanest dog in the state of Tennessee. On this side of the Mississippi River, that dog, that Tennessee dog, his hair is long, his ears are flat, he'll never stop eating till the balling of the jack. That dog, that dog, that dog, that mean little dog, he's the meanest dog in the state of Tennessee. From a black banjo player named Jimmy Struthers from Southern Virginia. So I should actually mention the first thing I did, the Furry Lewis. It's a funny story because it isn't actually the ballad of Stagg-a-Lee. It's actually the ballad of another St. Louis murderer, a guy named Olive Jackson. But being a canny sort of salesperson, Furry Lewis changed it to Stagg-a-Lee because it was a more marketable name. It's actually a completely different story, which was sort of the same logic. I did a book called How the Beatles Destroyed Rock and Roll that was not about the Beatles and how they destroyed rock and roll. It was actually largely about Paul Whiteman, but that's not how you sell books. So Furry Lewis had a similar approach. This last song here, it's from a Chilean songwriter, singer, guitarist named Victor Jara. It was about the people disappeared in Chile, and he actually ended up after Salvador Allende was overthrown in a coup backed by the CIA and killed in the football stadium in Chile. And I used to sing this a lot because my family was very engaged with the Chilean situation. And then I sort of stopped doing it. And now I've started doing it again because I graduated from Tufts University, and last week a young lady was grabbed by a bunch of masked men and shoved into an unmarked car and shipped to prison in Louisiana for having written an editorial in the Tufts newspaper. And so this one is for her and for a bunch of young men who went for their regular check-in with the immigration authorities because they were following the rules, and rather than being deported to their homes, were deported to one of the world's most ghastly prisons in El Salvador by a government that now says some of them were sent by mistake, but it can't do anything about it because they're not here anymore. So this is for them. Called Te Recuerdo Amanda, I Remember You Amanda. Te Recuerdo Amanda, la calle mojada corriendo a la fábrica donde trabajaba Manuel. La sonrisa ancha, la lluvia en el pelo, no importaba nada, ibas a encontrarte con él. Cornell, 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 Cornell. Son cinco minutos, la vida es eterna en cinco minutos. Suena la sirena, de vuelta al trabajo, y tú caminando, lo iluminas todo, los cinco minutos te hacen florecer. Te recuerdo, Amanda, la calle mojada corriendo a la fábrica donde trabajaba Manuel. La sonrisa ancha, la lluvia en el pelo, no importaba nada, ibas a encontrarte con él, con él, con él, con él, con él, que partió a la sierra, que nunca hizo daño, que partió a la sierra, y en cinco minutos quedó destrozado. Suena la sirena, de vuelta al trabajo, muchos no volvieron, tampoco Manuel. Te recuerdo, Amanda, la calle mojada corriendo a la fábrica donde trabajaba Manuel.
Thank you very much.
Elijah Wald, y'all. One more time for him, please. Great job. Beautiful. Very talented. I don't think I've ever seen anybody cover Joseph Spence on the guitar. Did you see him play it? Tim said he's going to break it. We were so worried. Man, he can really play it. And write books as well. It's too much. Elijah will join us out front afterwards and signed copies of his great books, a great Dylan book and the new Jelly Roll book. Good stuff. Thank you, Elijah. I want to remind you that you're listening to the Thacker Mountain Radio Hour. You're hearing us on WUMS, University of Mississippi, WYXR, Community Radio in Memphis, Tennessee, the stations of Mississippi, Public Broadcasting, the stations of Alabama, Public Radio, UTC, Community Radio in Chattanooga, Tennessee, WUOT Community Radio in Knoxville, Tennessee, and KNCE True Taos Radio, Taos, New Mexico. We love them. Thank you. Also, I'd like to thank our Thacker backers. You heard Lucy speaking earlier. Carol Etheridge Family Foundation, Dr. Stephen and Gay Case, the good folks at Delta Magazine, one of the true great magazines in the South, y'all. Larry and Michael Johnson Family Foundation, the Mississippi Arts Commission, the Mississippi Hills Heritage Alliance, Pearly Peacock Designs, R&B Fader Foundation. We appreciate them so much. The good folks at Square Books, y'all. Square Books. Enough said. Visit Oxford, volunteer in Mississippi, the good folks at Wonderbird Spirits, Yaknapatawpha Arts Council, and the good folks at Snooki and Mary Lou Williams Foundation. Water Valley, Mississippi. They have been here since the very first show in 1997, y'all. I wasn't even born. Also, our green room sponsors, keeping these boys fed and watered back here, Red Panther Brewing, Cathead Distillery, the good folks at Bar Muse, Vine Bottle Shop. We appreciate them. And the good folks at Moe's Barbecue. Good stuff. Keon Love, he's good stuff, y'all. Thank you, Keon. Thank you so much. More information, how you too can be a Thacker backer at our website, thackermountain.org. And we do welcome all comers. We've got some great stuff planned for the next couple of years, so please join in with us. Preston Lauterbach, we are so happy to have you on the show. He's been on the show before. This latest book is called Before Elvis, The African-American Musicians Who Made the King. In this book, Preston goes in and lists a lot of the black musicians who influenced Elvis when he was coming up in Memphis. And man, it is just chock full of great stories. We're going to get to a couple of them. The 2022 movie Elvis sort of spurned more questions about, was Elvis racist? Did he rip off these black musicians? Well, there was a lot of ripping off going on, but it wasn't Elvis doing it. We're going to find out more about that. Y'all please welcome Preston Lauterbach.
Thank you.
All right, another unsung hero, somebody who brought the races together. Now we think of, well, that's a great story, but I mean, it was very, very dangerous back in those days, was Reverend Brewster at the East Trigg Baptist Church. Tell us about him.
Right. Well, Reverend W. Herbert Brewster was a minister of the gospel, ran the East Trigg Missionary Baptist Church, was the composer of not just the first, but the first 2 million selling gospel recordings, including a number called I Will Move On Up a Little Higher, popularized by Mahalia Jackson. He was also a real community builder. You know, he believed in bringing people together. Over one of his radio broadcasts in Memphis on WHBQ, he encouraged white people to come down to his church in order to listen to the gospel quartets who performed there. And this was one of the, you know, major instances of integration, which was against the law and the custom of the land at that time. And one of the young people who participated in this was none other than about 17-year-old Elvis Aaron Presley. So we fast forward to the Elvis movie in 2022, and as the king is getting himself psyched up to play what we know as his 1968 comeback special, he's saying to himself, I knew a minister once who told me that if there was something that was too dangerous to say, you have to sing it. And so this was a man who really, I think, showed Elvis not just how to be as a musician, but how to be as a man.
Absolutely. That is so wonderful. Yeah, I hope they got that right in the movie. Yeah. Another gospel performer that caught my eye was a guy, I guess, Little X.
Yes, well, let's go with Guy. So a lot of people don't know, now that we're going to break down into Elvis trivia night, one of Elvis's favorite gospel singers coming over the airwaves of WDIA radio station in Memphis was about a 4'8" trans man known as Little Axe, named after his brother Big Axe, of course, who was one of the lead vocalists of the Spirit of Memphis Quartet. And you can listen to Elvis today, that thing like when he cranks up the well, you know, the big well that he launches some of his songs with. He got that type of vocal technique listening to these gospel quartets and people like Little Axe. I don't know if he knew about, you know, everything, but he was definitely a fan. I'm certain of it.
Little Axe, the guys that traveled with him can attest to the fact that he was, in fact, a male, but there was some question about it. He might have been...
Yeah, so Little Axe was, at the time of his death, his death certificate or the medical examiner ruled that he had female body parts. And so this was kind of interesting news at the time for some people. But then a lot of people who had traveled with Little Axe said, yeah, we all knew about Little Axe. He'd tell you right about it. He'd show you.
Wow. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that. All right. One of my favorite terms I had never heard, omnifarious. Omnifarious. Tell us what that means.
And omnifarious.
It's a great notion.
It is a sense of, well, let me put it to you this way. So the book has a couple of different layers to it. You know, on one level, it's, I wanted to get into and explore the histories of a lot of the originators of things that we think of as being fundamentally Elvis, his first hit. You know, Mystery Train, which a lot of people think of as his best recording. Hound Dog, his biggest hit. Of course, the gospel influences that we've already been over. But then there's nothing more Elvis than the pelvis, the dance moves. And the man who at least helped inspire Elvis in that regard was this absolutely brilliant musician who I had the pleasure to get to know by the name of Calvin Newborn. Comes from one of the first families of Memphis music, the Newborns. So Calvin was a guitarist and entertainer who brought young Elvis up into the Flamingo Room on Beale Street, a nightclub where his family band put on a show and an act like absolutely no other. In fact, they used to don hillbilly gear, straw hats and overalls and cowboy boots, and play country and western music, which is exactly what Elvis got credit for in inventing rock and roll, is merging black music and white music. And so that omnifariousness is this sense of the music of the spirit, the music that transcends race and brings people together. And that's what an artist like Calvin Newborn was really all about. And I think that you see that in the music of Elvis. You hear that in the music of Elvis. It's that everythingness that he brings that's so powerful.
Your chapters on the Newborn family, to me, were some of the most eye-opening. They're not exactly household names. They need to be. Of course, Phineas Newborn, the brother, was an incredible piano player. Then Calvin, incredible guitar player,
yeah.
And Calvin was one to jump around and shimmy and
acrobatic. Yes,
that's where Elvis maybe got the hips.
Exactly.
From
yes.
Calvin.
Exactly. Yeah. Omnifarious dance, I guess.
Omnifarious, man. That's a new. And speaking of bringing the races together, I heard somebody say something about, you know, what really integrated the South was the radio dial.
Absolutely.
They had WDIA in Memphis. Tell us about
that whole thing. Yeah, Dewey Phillips was
another playing soul
one.
And hillbilly music at the same time, which is what they called it at the time, right?
And gospel as well. And so, yeah, Memphis was just in a renaissance of music in the last full year of Elvis anonymity, you know, from the summer of 53 before he made his first record in the summer of 1954. And radio was a huge part of that. You could hear anything. You could hear B.B. King playing his 15-minute live slot, Howlin' Wolf playing his 15-minute live slot, DJs like Rufus Thomas, like Dewey Phillips. And so there was so much going on the radio and in live music. Elvis had so many different influences to draw from. I think that if the Presleys had moved from Tupelo to Cleveland, it may not have happened.
Cleveland, Ohio, you mean, of course.
Yeah, that's true. Not the home of the Grammy Museum, right.
Well, you make the point that, and the arguments have been made, again, Elvis was a ripoff, he was the white guy making money off these poor black guys and all, and that has happened all through rock and roll, blues, even in the gospel field. But your book does a great job of bringing out these artists. Little Junior Parker, if you're not a fan of his, check out Little Junior Parker. You're a huge fan because he's all over this book.
Little Junior is tremendous. He is the author and the original recording artist of the song Mystery Train. And when Sam Phillips, Elvis's first producer at Sun Records, was asked, what's the best thing you ever recorded? He didn't hesitate. Mystery Train. And not by Elvis, by Little Junior Parker. Junior, and he came from Cahoma County down in Bobo, and his story is almost like a parallel universe Elvis. Lived fast, died young, left behind a tremendous body of recordings. I mean, masterpieces in rock and roll, in R&B, in soul, in funk. He did everything, and he was a tremendous artist. And, you know, the legacy of Mystery Train with Junior is unusual because he didn't give a darn about it. A lot of people thought that it was this sort of mythical piece of work, this masterpiece. But for Junior, since it didn't hit with his particular audience, he had to move right on to the next thing. So for as hung up as the culture has been with Mystery Train, there's a movie called Mystery Train. There are books called Mystery Train. Obviously, the song. The guy who came up with it, kind of a shrug.
Yeah, very cool. Well, but the point you make in the book toward the end is you bring all this together, and the idea that all these black artists, there was an opportunity to be asked about Elvis, not by you in all the instances, but interviewers would ask him, hey, what do you think about Hound Dog being so big? And he's making all, and that's all right, mama, and you wrote it, he's making all the money. And almost to a person, they said, you know, whatever will be, that's what Phillip said.
One of the things, there's a couple layers going on with the book. You have the stories about the musicians getting screwed, the stories about the musicians just having fun out on the road, driving around, drinking whiskey and telling stories. But there's something else going on more, I think, on more of a spiritual level with these stories. And that is that these originators really need to be liberated. And we have to stop seeing them as victims. They lived their own lives. They lived in their own independent way. My favorite story about Big Mama Thornton, the original recording artist of Hound Dog, which I think anybody in the world would associate with Elvis Presley, was her and a fellow by the name of Charlie Musselwhite, who y'all may have heard of.
No, man, we love him, yeah.
Riding down the road together, passing a bottle of Old Whiskers, which is their little code name for Old Granddad Whiskey. And Big Mama was driving and drinking and smoking and talking and passing the bottle back and forth with Charlie, and might have sort of lost focus a little teeny bit when she swerved off the road, plowed into a cone, yanked the car back into the lane, and kept on going. Well, Charlie's got white knuckles at this point and is trying to talk to her about it and say, Big Mama, you need me to drive? And she said, why? And he said, that cone you hit back there? She said, I meant to hit that cone.
That's exactly right. Preston Lauterbach, y'all, we love him. Before Elvis, the African-American musicians who made the king. Preston will join us after the show and sign copies of Before Elvis. A lot of fun. Great, great read. And you too, my man, Jontavious Willis. How about him, y'all? We appreciate you getting off the road long enough to be with us. I know you were in France, maybe in the fall, in the Netherlands, and you're getting ready to head over to England in June. And I saw where you're playing New Orleans in a couple weeks, and maybe you're on that Take Me to the River show.
Yep, I play in New Orleans in a couple of days, and I go back in, 2 weeks or so. But it ain't that far. You know?
Yeah, well.
I'm in West Georgia. It ain't that far.
Well, at least you're not in seminary school. West Georgia Blues is his fine album, and I gave it a spin the other day, and it is in heavy rotation at my house. It rocks. It is wonderful. And so is this young man. Y'all please welcome Jontavious Willis.
Thank you. All right, I want to talk to y'all for a minute, if you don't mind. Do we mind? All right, there was a fellow that loved this girl, but he didn't know how to tell her that he loved her, so he tried to get different instruments to show that he loved her. He tried to get the saxophone, he went no good. He tried to get the piano, went no good. Tried to play the harmonica, he sucked at it in the wrong way. So he decided that he was going to get a snare drum and show that he loved her. And he told all his friends, I'm going to show I love her with a snare drum. They said, why and how in the world are you going to show her you love her with a snare drum? I said, because every time I come around, she made my heart go pitter-pitter-pat-pat, pitter-pitter-pat. And she said, oh, that's so sweet. So he went back home for 4 months and came back with a thing that he called the Drummer Boy Blues. And it went like this.
Problems of this. I'm gonna climb, climb up on some top limb, cause I'm thinking about you and you thinking about him. And I am leaving. Catch that choo-choo train. And I long to hear my baby call my name. I said, I'ma get you new socks, she said. I want brand new shoes. New socks, ooh. I want brand new shoes. She said she wanna be right when I hit them drama boy blues. So I went back and I said,
thank you. Well, my name is John Tavius Willis from one of the 31 Greenvilles in the United States, but this one is Greenville, Georgia. That's a fact, 31 of them. y'all got one too. Alabama got one, Tennessee got one, Texas, 31 of them. But I'm from Greenville, Georgia, smaller town, not too far. There we go, clap. Oh, yeah. You know. I want to do a little train tune now. I need y'all to help me out a little bit, but let me tell you the prelude real quick. So the Georgia Central and the Cannonball, the two trains were having a race, and the Georgia Central blows smoke all in the Cannonball face, and it said, but I need y'all to help me out. When I blow the whistle, you got to blow the whistle with me, all right? All right, can we do that? Together. All right, let's try it. Georgia sister looked at the cannonball and said, man, that's all you got. I said, no, I'm just getting my boilers hot. And it let off two long blasts with a short one right behind and it went a little faster right down the line. It said, A little faster, brother. All right. What's your name, brother, man? Steve. All right, just use the conductor. We're going to go up behind you, okay? All right, let's try it. I hear you, brother Steve. Steve, you want to go pretty fast? Let's do it. Down the track, and about 5 miles down the track, we saw a dog. We had to blow our horn. We said, he jumped off, and we kept going. If you listen real hard to the whistle, you hear the whistle say, I want my mama. What? You want your mama? Well, holla loud, then. Heaven, let me tell you what to do. You got to grease your feet with mutton stew. And if the devil tried to grab you with the greasy hands, you go to slipping and sliding right in the promised land. I use it. Now, if you want to go to heaven when you D-I-E, you got to put on your collar and your T-I-E. And if you want to get a rabbit out of L-O-G, you got to put on the sound like a D-O-D.
Thank you.
All right, here's a tune off of my album before the last one. It's entitled The World's in a Tangle. The world's in a tangle and it's a time to make a change. I'm gonna move away, I'm gonna change my name. I said the world's in a tangle, tell me what's going. Going to a foreign land, make it my doggone home.
Thank you guys so very much. My name is Jontavious Willis.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you, man.
Jontavious Willis, y'all. One more time for him. Man, how good is that? Thank y'all so much. Well, we have messed around and had a pretty good time up in here. We appreciate y'all so much for coming out. And one more time, a congratulations to the Oxford Conference for the book, y'all. How about them? Our good buddy Jimmy Thomas and all the staff and crew, what a great event y'all put on. We'll have a little party outside in the lobby after our show. Some authors from the Book Commerce will be signing their books. So let's buy some books and hang out for a minute before you go off into this beautiful, very calm evening in Oxford tonight. And one more time for all our guests, if you don't mind. Devro Baker, y'all. The Willie Morris Award in Poetry. Thank her so much. Preston Lauterbach. Preston Lauterbach. Before Elvis, was there anything? And, of course, Elijah Wald, y'all. Elijah Wald covering Joseph Spencer, writing about Bob Dylan and Jelly Roll. There's nothing the man can't do. Hey, we'll be right back here next week for you out-of-towners. Come on back to Oxford next week. We'll do it all again next week. And also next Friday, a week from tomorrow, we'll be at the Juke Joint Festival, y'all. Yeah. Praying for some good weather because we're going to be outside, but we're going to have a lineup that's worth it. Charlie Musselwhite with Kenny Brown, Dwayne Burnside, and Mr. Ace Atkins, who just got the Richard Wright Award here in Mississippi. So that'll be a fun day next Friday. Hope y'all come out. Free show, 6 p.m. at the Juke Joint Festival. We'll do some juking. But we're going to get one more from this band, y'all. We appreciate you so much. Have a great festival the rest of the way, a great conference. We'll see you on the radio. Boys.
Executive Director is Lucy Gaines. Our Production Director is Tim Lee. Our Broadcast and Post-Production Engineer is Jeffrey Reed. Our Front of House Engineer is Blake Gardner.
Support for WYXR comes from the Orpheum Theater, presenting the Branford Marcellus Quartet on Friday, September 26th. From his New Orleans roots to stages around the world, Marcellus has performed as a jazz band leader, classical soloist, and composer for film and Broadway. More information at orpheum-memphis.com.
Love and affection, a heart so true, are yours for the asking. I've got it all right here for you. You needn't be lonely, you shouldn't be blue. I'll design a life of love for you, and here's all you got to do. When you need a good loving, when you need